Ah, shit! And with that, another session has started. Welcome to High 502. Insert beatbox. I am Clock Van Wilder. To my left is the doomed one. What? To my other left, Jewel Boy Q's gone. We're the High 502 guys, Washington's only stoners who go out and purchase shit and talk about it so that you know what the fuck is good out there in the world. Thank you so much all over the world, from Portugal, Switzerland, Canada, Bulgaria, and of course, USA, USA, USA. You're listening to us on Anchor. You're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and six other platforms. And I got to tell you something cool, Justin. You asked that bitch Alexa on the Echo Dot or the Dot or the other Dot. Say, Alexa, play High 502 Guys Podcast. Guess what she do?
Now playing High 502 Guys Podcast. Love it.
Feels so good. So good.
We're out there. We're out on the interwebs.
Justin, what are we smoking?
We are smoking Seattle Rainmaker from Soulshine Farms. Now, I know we've had Soulshine on the show once before, okay?
We have.
But I haven't ever seen this strain. And so when I saw it, and you saw the nug, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole eighth was just beautiful.
Tell me about what the strain is.
It's called Seattle Rainmaker. It is a mix of Mandarin Sunset and Citral Skunk. So yeah. It's got that nice skunky it flavor, does. But it's also got that Ooh. Nice little, what's the word I'm looking for? Citrusy flavor. There we go.
It's got it does nice have a skunk citrus. Ass with like a citrus peel note to it.
Yeah.
It's really, it's quite nice. That nug looked like a fat old nugget of Skittles and smelled amazing yeah. when Justin popped it out of the bag. Man, now.
Broke up really fat too.
Very real dense. Fat. Yeah very real fluffy. You can roll that shit up into a blunt real easy.
Oh, real quick.
Stick it in a pre-roll. But today we got a sponsor. Just kidding. We bought Vibe pre-roll papers. Oh. All of our joints here at High 502 are coming rolled on Vibe's premium ultra-thin papers. These ultra-thin papers are made out of hemp, and you can taste the plant matter rather than the paper smoke.
Shouts out to Burner.
Shouts out, Burner. You can find them in three varieties. Traditional hemp, the ultra-thins we're smoking tonight, and the rice paper.
I enjoy the hemp. I like the fact that it's unbleached, too.
It's delicious. Real nice. You yeah. know, and they said it was really cool. They broke down each paper and its anatomy and stuff. Uh-huh. And they talk about the rice burning slower. So if you're at a party, okay. if you want to roll a fatty, it will burn slower than the traditional hemp. That way your Snow session bird. Lasts longer, Burner.
Yeah.
And, of course, it comes with all the goddamn hats, beanies, lanyards. They even got a road cone that says Vibe on it. I don't know really? What you would need a road cone for that said Vibe all over
I
it.
I don't know.
But, you know, if you got that fucking drug dealer money, you buying alligators and tigers, might as well buy some Burner brand fucking road cones, right? So that's
Make
pretty
sure
sick.
That alligator doesn't bite you.
Moving forward, Vibe papers are now the official paper of High 502, guys. Smoke it!
Love
Justin,
it.
First few hits, delicious.
Delicious.
Not even mad at you anymore for bringing a product we've already had.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's tough, son. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though we sit here at the crown jewel of Clallam County, mm-hmm. here in Port Angeles, Washington, and we got so many goddamn pot stores like we do banks, Chinese food restaurants, and churches, we've pretty much smoked every brand yeah. in Clallam County,
Definitely.
Haven't we?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm finding it more of a challenge every time when I go out to find something new. And, I actually wasn't going to go with the Soulshine at first. I was going to go with somebody else, but it didn't look nearly as good. And it was the same exact price.
So. You know?
So I'm like, I'm basically like, do I go indoor or outdoor for the same price? And I'm going definitely indoor.
Indoor all day, all day. Every day, sure.
But I also wanted to let you know, Clock, that I visited Floyd's for the first time.
Hey!
And the store is great. Shouts out to Floyd's!
Put me in!
Shouts out to Suge, because she was there.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, she helped me get all this stuff, and it was a beautiful store.
It is. The wood inlay of the Floyd's, you know, they have that in all their stores, what I can tell on the gram. And they all look pretty, pretty nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I like the fact when you open the doors of Floyd's in PA, you got the whole store in front of you. Ba-bow! Right then and there.
I did tell them that I had one one, like, I'm iffy about it, though, about their business there, is their fucking parking lot. The parking lot is super small, right? And it's, like, right up against the sidewalk, too.
Oh, dude, it reminds me of those bar table games, you know, where you have, like, the ring and the ball, mm-hmm. and you gotta get the ring through the ball, and you're like, how the fuck do I get the ring through the ball? Or the little puzzles you gotta take together. It definitely reminds me of Floyd's parking lot.
I went through that little side entrance, and not only is it hard to maneuver, I came in behind a fucking, like, F-150.
Well, that'll do. You know?
And then there was a big rig or, like, a bigger truck sitting right out front, and I'm like, I don't want to go too far up onto this sidewalk because of pedestrians, and I might hit that truck, you know?
You had a little bit of a problem with the parking lot. A
little bit of a problem.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But the store itself is beautiful. There was 3 bud tenders in there. Suge was in there, and 2 other guys, and they were all very knowledgeable, very friendly. Digged it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Justin's warm reception to Floyd's. Go check out Floyd's. They got those Shatter Jays from the Seattle Marijuana Company.
And you know how much we love those Shatter Jays.
Mama loves it.
Thanks, Suge.
Now, in the spirit of finding new products, mm-hmm. I went out to this week, and I decided to buy all brand new products. I forced myself, Justin.
Okay.
I said, so I want to tell you about the mini nail experience. If you've been following along with the podcast, you know that I bought a mini nail for the show. Hashtag my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm finding that if I buy $15, $20 grams, it makes everything taste gross. So, like, the flavor. Yeah. So, you say, oh, it's $15, but I'm doing it at $4.75. There should be some flavor. I beg to differ. Not going to lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the hybrid quartz deep dish mini nail is running perfectly. I'm able to take the quartz dish out and blowtorch it.
Okay.
Perfection. We are smoking on a brand new nail tonight.
Nice.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Super fresh. So, I've decided to go high-end genetics tonight, and we'll talk about that a little later in the show. I went for Super Dave Genetics Grape Juice Live Resin.
That sounds delicious.
This shit is terp on terp on terp, and I can't wait to talk about Super Dave, a.k.a. the Terp God, G-A-W-D, as his license says.
God.
Terp God, the Tier 1 processor located up in the Beeham community. So we've been doing good here at High 502.
Yeah.
Dialing in this nail. I bought brand new genetics that you and I have never tasted.
Okay.
We don't often eat edibles here on the show, Justin. We go straight for the big boys, straight for the RSO, the distillates. Let me tell you something.
Usually.
The reason is because the edible game to us ain't nothing. 10 milligrams, it's not cost effective, is it?
No, because I believe the limit in Washington is 100 milligrams per package, yes.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I don't know is if there's like a quantity cap when you go to buy, right? Is it still like an ounce of actual product?
Yeah, like I think flour? It's 1 pound or 16 ounces of infused product. And if it's in liquid form, it's 72 ounces. There's scales for it. You know,
like, sorry, you're at your 72 ounces today.
Exactly. Like, you can only buy, like, let's say 5 wild sides. Right?
Okay.
Wild Side is a drink done by Green Revolution, a company out of Paulsbo, Washington. They got a buttload of products, including fast tabs, tinctures, RSO, doozies, wild sides, home baked. They do infused oils for home baking,
delicious.
Which I thought was super cool.
Yeah.
So I bought a CBD tincture, and buddy, I bought some lotion.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then I thought to myself, well, how do the people at home know if it's going to work or not? Unless we put a shitload on our bodies. I bought a 1 ounce container of 150 milligram CBD with only 5 milligrams of THC. So this is some low dosage shit. So I don't want to sound queer or nothing, but you know, if you need your lower back rub later in the show, we should do that and test that shit.
Okay.
This thing was on sale for $12 at Nature's Gifts. It was 35% off. So if there's some general pain relief that comes with these gels, I'm looking forward to trying it. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
I got to tell you, though, it's my sciatic nerve, Justin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you going to be a true friend and rub my butt meat?
Real
or I got to do it.
Huh?
It's a deep tissue massage that I need, brother. Okay? I want to tell these people the truth. We did butt nugs together, okay?
We did.
We survived that experience, and we're stronger friends now because of it.
True.
Can our friendship survive this? I don't know. Stay tuned, folks.
You know, I had a lot of people ask me if we shoved the suppositories up each other's asses. And I was like, no.
I could not have made it more clear at the time that we did this privately.
Yeah.
I invited you into my home and gave you the privacy of a bathroom and a Walmart grocery bag.
Yeah, and then they asked if we used the same grocery bag, too. I'm like...
Again, I couldn't have been more clear. We had individual bags. Well, this is not some sort of Greco-Roman orgy going on. Okay? This is fucking science, people!
You know, and this is what we slave to do for you guys. As the consumers,
yeah,
you know, we gotta know what these products are. We can't be biased, right?
No,
we can't be biased towards one type of product. Although we do mainly smoke on this show,
we do smoke exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but I do like the fact that you branched out. I appreciate you, sir, and I appreciate the fact that we're gonna be having a delicious tincture at some point.
Oh, that's right. I also bought a tincture. You know, I went CBD this day. I walked in there really high with my list, and I didn't realize some of these products were more CBD than THC. Mm. No big deal. No. I fucking love all the cannabinoids.
You just know my back's gonna be feeling good at some
point. Really good. Yeah. I found the grossest, perhaps, flavor you've ever heard of. And tonight we're gonna be playing a game a little later in the show called One Dropper Full or One Shot Glass Full of this CBD tincture from Green Revolution.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm not going to reveal it quite yet. Everyone at home, Justin does not know what the flavor is at all. I'm going to give him a choice and see if he can guess it before I unveil it. We'll find out.
Had this mysterious paper bag sitting off to the side for ever since we started down here, so.
Yeah, and I believe this was the first circumstance that I used the word gross. I've been hinting about it being unique and, you know, special, but it sounds like the world's worst flavor of tincture. I can't wait to try it a little bit later in the show. Justin, that joint has ended from Soulshine Cannabis. You know, we've promoted so much Soulshine. I feel like they should each provide a nickel to the dog farm thing that they help protect. Yeah. Do they still do the dog thing?
Yeah. They do the.
Yeah, that's hella cool, guys.
A portion of every sale goes to sheltering.
Yeah.
Homeless animals.
Hella cool. Yeah. But as one joint ends, another one begins. That is the High 502 way.
Oh, unsealed.
Well, we've come right back to it. This week we're reviewing a new farm, Tranquil Forest Farms, a Tier 2 producer out of Spokane, Washington. The strain we're trying today is Gushers.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, a mixture of the Gelato Phenotype 41 crossed with Triangle Kush. Did you know they called Gelato 41 like Biocchi Gelato? B-A-C-I-O. It must be an Italian word.
B-A-C-I-O.
Not biscotti, but biaccio. Or
Bacio?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That sounded hella sexy when you said it.
Woo.
Anyway, this is a 22% two-pack of half-gram joints.
Mm-hmm.
When you go look on their tag Tranquil Farms Washington, it looks like they fucks with some cool genetics. They're out in Oklahoma right now doing their thing in the booming market in Oklahoma. They're also in Cali as well. So they got their fingers, even though they're in Spokane, it looks like they're all over collecting some pretty neat genetics. They had the Mac Miller, the Gushers, a lot of cookies, so they had ice cream cake. They also had the Prenup, which is wedding cake crossed with Mac.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious. And, oh, yeah, B-A-C-I-O, Biaccio Gelato. So
Bacio.
I want you know what? I'm going to be honest here. We just said the Seattle marijuana company Shatter J was the best joint infused that we've ever smelled. I want you to smell this pre-roll tube. It smells like dank-ass gelato, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
There's a part of me that says that is nugget that was ground up and hand-rolled. That's how good this smells.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm not a fan of the unsealed joint tube.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that it smells this good even afterwards. So, Justin, spark these bitches up.
Okay. You got it.
I want you to light your own, and you can light mine, if you don't mind, sir. Good. We can just puff on those joints real quick. I'm drawn to the Tranquil Farms. It looks like they have some really great, great genetics coming out. And they're a Tier 2. So under that law that's being proposed for the craft cannabis industry, they would be able to have like a tasting room in the back, maybe a loophole for consumption lounges, or selling directly to you or I and bypassing the middleman tax. So wouldn't that be nice for you and me to take a drive to Spokane, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe get a hotel room, some CBD lotion? and do a little bit of Tranquil Farms, you know, tasting rooms.
Yeah, that'd be
Woo! Sweet. Woo! That sounds hot!
I went to, that loophole is interesting. You know, I went to a dab bar in Colorado Springs on my honeymoon, and it was called, what was it called? It was called the Lazy Lion, and apparently it was one of the first dab bars in the United States. But their way of, you know, in their legal market, their way of presenting you with their business is when you walk in there, you sign a paper, and you give them however much they're charging, right? So like $20 to go in or whatever. And you give them $20, and then on the paper you signed, it said, by signing this, you are agreeing that we are not providing product for your money. You are agreeing that by signing this and paying us, you are owning a share in our company.
Wow.
And that was the way that they got it into their recreational market.
Wow, that's a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, even though Washington was one of the first to legalize cannabis, it's sure far behind on a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
The consumption lounges,
yeah,
the delivery side of it, as well as the home grow. God forbid we grow our own plant, you know?
Can you imagine how much, like, a taxi cab company would benefit from being right next to a consumption lounge? You'd be boosting the economy in so many ways if you just let us have it.
Yeah. I would be taking or more public transportation if we were able to congregate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amsterdam doesn't even want to do that anymore, have the coffee shops and the tourism.
Really?
It clogs their whole city up.
Yeah,
I think they're over it. So I think they're even considering closing all the consumption bars, which is a really sad era gone by now.
Well, you know? I mean, don't you think it would just be easier to make it so people couldn't come in?
Yeah, but you know, the people coming in, all they want to do is smoke weed and fuck.
Yeah.
And get freaky in the city. You know, there's people trying to raise families. So.
True. I guess, you know, I guess it'd be a problem for you to, like, walk your toddler down the street and see a bunch of hookers.
Yeah.
You
know, exactly.
In the window or people all fucked up on the street.
Shooting up or doing whatever the
crazy
fuck.
Shit.
So, I mean, when we were children, the lure was to go travel to Amsterdam and eat the space cakes. And, but now it's like, you and me can roll down PA Boulevard smoking weed all goddamn day, homie. I mean, we are consuming all the time.
Yeah.
There's no special act. It's all good. So, Colorado is a dope place. I've only been to one dab bar here in Washington, and that was in the medical days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was in the U District, right at the start of it. I want to say on 51st, and it was, I believe it was Have a Heart Cafe. And so they had this, like, they had the downstairs dispensary, and then upstairs they had vaporizers, but then you had to purchase the dabs from them. And they would measure dabs and put them in gel tabs. So they have this big bowl filled with gel tabs with shatter, basically, rolled into little balls. 0.1 gram, I believe, is what it was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great.
It was way different over at the Lazy Lion, man. Mm. Like, you walk in and you see a display case, like a glass display case, and there's probably like $250,000 worth of fucking slabs in there.
Wow.
And then you go through, you can pick your flavor, they'll go get a dab for you. You cannot dab it. They have to dab it.
Yep.
And then they make sure that everybody, like, wipes the mouthpiece when they're done. But yeah, that was another part of that loophole, is they basically get to choose how much you get.
Wow.
And they do everything for you.
Now, there was a place called New Amsterdam Cafe or Blunt Brothers Cafe in Vancouver, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That place was dope as shit, but they only sold, like, coffee and t-shirts and rolling papers. They didn't sell any weed at all. You had to bring your own weed in, but you could smoke it in this little place. Before it was like a little 4x4 closet with like a phone booth. We had ventilation because of the cigarette laws at the time.
I see.
And then as the laws changed, they were able to expand. So it was a really cool place. I think it's burnt down. You know, it was kind of in a dirty part of town. And my homie and I went upstairs once, and there was like this classic scene of like this big giant dude behind a desk in the shadows with some people with his homies.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the fattest sack of fucking blueberry. Like, the best tasting weed I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that weed where, like, you can't smoke no more? Like, you're like, oh, I'll smoke 3 joints. I gotta leave in an hour back to America. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can't smoke any of more of this weed.
Forbidden fruit.
Oh, so goddamn good.
That's how I feel about forbidden fruit.
But I just went down to that Blunt Brothers Cafe and rolled one up and was just like, oh my God, this is so sick. And look, I still got a grinder from that experience to this day. This is like a 20-year-old fucking thing that says New Amsterdam Cafe.
That's cool, dude.
Right there, yeah. It's one of my treasures. When I die, that'll be passed down to my son, and he won't know the significance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been with me now, grinding joints and being a part of my culture, my life, you know?
Yeah.
Almost 20 years, I imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking sick. So let's grind one up. Now, let me tell you, how's this Tranquil Farms, what's it fucking called? Gushers treating you?
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
For one, my joint is burning very evenly.
Yeah, this Elements paper that they use is real nice, isn't it?
I think Elements are rice papers as well, too.
I think so, too, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure they are.
We're going to just go ahead and claim that they are rice papers right now.
Mm. Pretty sure they are. But, it's delicious, man. Like, and the Soul Shine, when I smoked the joint in the Soul Shine, I felt like I was high. But I was very clear-minded, you know? Like, I was talking to you. I was having no problem focusing and paying attention. This is getting me a little bit higher than the Soul Shine, but maybe it's because we're smoking back-to-back. But, delicious.
Delicious nonetheless.
I'm very lifted right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so listen, this is a brand new farm for us. Tranquil Farms, welcome to the club. We are going to repurchase you in the future. Yeah,
love it.
Okay, yeah, also, let's talk about t-shirt sizes.
Yeah.
Double X, an extra large, and as always, a woman size medium, okay? Love you guys. Let's talk about the products I bought today that are non-smokable, okay? As we hit this joint from Tranquil Forest.
Oh, can I go back to one thing I cut off on earlier?
No, let's hear it.
You were talking about the 6-plant maximum bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what...
You want to hear about that right now?
Yeah, we can, or we could talk about the product.
This is breaking Clocks News. Okay, 2/13/2020. What date is that significant for? On February 13th, the first step of the House Bill 1131 legalizing homegrown pot was shot down in the House.
RIP.
Failed again for, I believe, the third year in a row. And this time it went further than any of the previous bills went. Even though it was a bipartisan bill, okay? Both sides of the table wanted something like this. It had Seattle lawmaker support, almost every councilman supported this bill, it did not pass. And even though it went, like I said, any further by passing the Commerce and Gaming Committee, and they had a hearing in appropriations, it failed again.
Wow.
Okay, now let me just tell you this real quick. We'll get into some of the things that it's going to allow, okay? And we're going to put up a link to the bill on our Instagram story page or whatever the fuck, so that you can click on it as a Washingtonian.
Along with the video.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's what it said. The reason that it failed is that people were over-testifying their tremendous support for the bill, and they made the members, quote, cranky and unresponsive, and maybe lulled them into sleep instead of doing action. So, Justin, let me repeat that. They hold a hearing, and people talk too long, and it made them lose their focus, and they decided not to pass it any further. What the fuck, Washington?
Well, yeah, you're just basically saying you've got way too much evidence for why this should be a reason why we should pass a bill.
Yes.
Way too much to say, I guess, yeah.
But
people are passionate.
The other statement they said in the article written in The Stranger, it talked about that they were worried that feds would be mad at Washington and cut funding to certain programs if they were to allow it, which is, I'm going to say bullshit, because Colorado has been doing this since 2012. And so if you use them as the example, and even though Washington was one of the first states to legalize cannabis, it still has not legalized the home grow, it still has not legalized delivery, and it still has not legalized consumption lounges, still pushing people to the black market and facing potential punishment. So I'm really disappointed in this. If you go look at the law, it was basically 6 plants per person, no more than 15 on the property. So that sucks for people who live in an apartment. That could be problems because, you know, if everyone's grown in the apartment, 15 plants total, and then everyone's in trouble. So
you can't have, you know, 3 people with medical license growing 45 plants in a house, essentially. No. That sucks. You should 6 be able to... six. I'm sorry.
6 per person.
I'm sorry. I thought so 15...
15 total, which means like you and your woman can do 12, but if I move in, there's only 3 more plants. What? That's bullshit. But, and there's also, if you read about it, and this is why I'm glad maybe it didn't pass while I'm camping.
No, it's okay. Clocks News is an important segment. This is where I get some tasty. Of my...
You know what? Is this homegrown?
This is homegrown.
Justin, what the fuck am I smoking?
We are smoking on some pineapple. And it is homegrown.
Why is this shit illegal?
I don't know. It is delicious, though.
You know, illegal weed tastes better. I'm just going to say it. If it's black market weed, sometimes it just tastes hella good. And to the home grower who grew this, you keep doing your thing. Mm-hmm. Fuck the law. Because that...
He's got a medical license.
Okay, so he's good. Mm-hmm. He's good. So one day, me, who does not have a medical license, will be able to grow. I'm going to say maybe next year. Okay? Maybe next year. Yeah, the lack of consumption lounges, home grow, and legalized. You know what, though? I did read in the same story that there is a loophole. Mm-hmm. And even though we can't deliver in Washington State, a tech company is actually finishing that process. And you can get delivery service in cities like Bremerton, Shoreline, Yelm, Silverdale. This thing is called Pelican Delivers. And the loophole is that they're a tech company and not a pot company, so that the LCB can't necessarily come after them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like that.
Today I pretended like I was in Silverdale, and you have Better Buds, and you have, and that's in Bremerton and Silverdale. You also had Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those 3 stores were available for someone to go pick up my shit and deliver it. Interesting fact about it. This tastes delicious, by the way. Yeah, that pineapple. Mm. Interesting thing, though. Let's make sure that we're still recording. Is the fact that you can only... It's a gift. This person... You're paying this person for their tech services. Mm-hmm. They're going and converting that money into buying your product at the store for you. An 80% of the delivery fee goes straight to the driver. So for an example, for a 5-mile trip, it would be $8 for the driver plus whatever tip they got. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. If you're doing 40 runs a day, 40 times 8 is a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. So then the legality is they're only allowed to gift you half the amount of legal possession. I think we both know 7 grams of concentrate is what you can go buy in a store at one shot. What does that mean? 3.5 grams can be delivered to you. Okay.
And I don't know of too many people that make half grams of concentrates.
Nope. Or half gram vape concentrates, vape carts maybe. So this homegrown bill kind of like, you can see that they're trying to change these things and now the loopholes are existing. So once they see too many loopholes, hopefully they'll start closing them with proper legislation.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's ain't nothing wrong with growing your own tomatoes and growing your own cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking knock it off, Washington.
Yeah.
So Pelican Delivers. That's super dope, right?
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Mm. I like this pineapple a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's been a minute. Yeah. Since I had this, we used to get Ed Rosenthal's Superbud, and that shit had the pineapple tagline to it. Shit was good. Okay, so there it was, Clocks News. Deliveries available in Silverdale, and House Bill 1131 sucked, and it failed. And you can read about it. I need a drink of water.
I noticed that we have not ASMR'd. A tab popping a can open this evening.
No, we're going with nature's ultimate bitch beer, water. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. I'm on a detox. I've been treating my shit hella unhealthy. And I want to make sure I'm around for a long time. So I'm going to drink a little more water, drink a little less booze for a minute. Mm. And guess what? That makes me the ultimate bitch. So cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, get some. So this product, my man, is called Solace by Green Revolution. This is 30 mils or 1 ounce of aloe vera-based medicine. It's got a bunch of shit in it. It says in terpenes we trust. Nice. So there's some entourage effect. Go ahead and open that bad boy up, homie. Give it a sniff. It's got CBD, CBDA, THCA, CBC, and CBG, aloe vera, shea, camphor, menthol, argan oil, and vitamin E. Okay?
I can really smell the aloe in this.
It kind of smells like pine to me. Like, it smells manly, doesn't it?
But I can definitely smell aloe. That's nice.
1 ounce of this contains 100 milligrams of CBD and 1 milligram of THC. So, yeah, I bought a pretty much CBD-based product at a weed store, but it's no big deal because I wanted to try it, and it was only like $12. So let's cure what ails you, Justin. You ready? This lotion's going to be cold as shit. You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you going to let your shirt... You're going to put... Oops, sorry. Are you going to put that shirt right back on?
No, I'm just going to... I'm going to put it right on my lower back.
Because I will rub that shit in. It says it's greaseless. I feel like maybe giving you half the jar. Is that too much? I'm not a massage guy.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I only have like one area on my back that really hurts me. I think it's just me getting tremors back or something. But, yeah, it's like right in my left lower back. But,
okay, ASMR here, listen.
There you go.
Ah, the jar opening. Yeah, it smells very piney to me. Well, listen, I'm a hairy goddamn dude, so I don't need no other man to do nothing but God's work. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm overweight. I'm hella fat. There we go. I'm taking half of this. I'm sending it, Justin. Oh, God. I already put some red on the sweatshirt. Hold on. We're getting it. My sciatic is what's really getting me. So, to be honest, I didn't want Justin touching my bum. Okay? Which made a special moment on Butt Nugs, but that was a private act shared between two friends. Okay. Oh, I bet it looks fucking fabulous down there. It's like peanut butter and shag carpeting sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's rub this bad bitch in. Obviously, you're meant to do just a little bit, but we never do just a little bit here on the show, Justin, do we?
Nope.
We're trying to consume as much as... Oh, yeah, it's going to be a little more... It also smells like Noxzema cream, doesn't it? Have you ever had Noxzema?
Yeah.
Maybe because of the camphor?
Maybe.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
So I feel like a teenager again.
It's got like that...
Ben like, Gay medicine yeah, smell, doesn't like it? Yeah, kind of like that
icy hot a little.
If this shit gets hot, my ass crack is done for. Fucking roast a hot dog down there, sweetie. Fuck. Okay.
You got tribes tattoos, man. That's pretty cool.
I do.
I didn't know you had tribals.
I did. You know, I walked in. I lived in Jackson Hole for a while. Uh-huh. Bought myself a Christmas present. Led Zeppelin Zoso. Bluegrass Festival turned into a panda. No mushrooms. Anyway. And then I went back in. I was like, yo, I just kind of want something that means unending and never finished and that kind of stuff. And he showed me a few designs, and I just picked this tribal one right here.
That one's sick, though.
I like and I just fucking worked the whole time, like, ugh. Yeah, this was on the res, buddy. Stuff. That's like, you ain't got a res tattoo? You ain't from PA. Hot damn, dog! Yep. And then I did some more to it. I did some more to it in Jackson Hole, then went on a fucking hike all day. Bad for a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Then got drunk in a hot tub. Bad for a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's got that like crinkle cut look to it, where all the color just said.
Yeah, I went pooped to, out. I went and got my chest, my whole chest done.
Oh really?
And it goes. It's script that goes from the left of my chest to the right of my chest, and I got that done in one sitting, and then I went to a music festival later that day, and it was about 107 degrees out.
That'll do it.
Knocking into me, and I had a fucking wife beater on because it hurt. But then the sun's out, you know. Yeah. Ah, it was a miserable day.
That was a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was.
That's what we do here at High 502.
Go hard, man.
First few minutes, it's like icy hot, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's got a tingle to it.
A little.
Yep.
I'm getting that coolness right now.
What I want you to do is I want you to rub it as Apply it as many times as you can throughout the show, sir. That's for you.
Thank you.
Okay? Of course, my gift. What I gotta do is wash my hands right now before I touch another weed product. So what we gonna do is we're gonna take a little break. We're gonna wash our hands. We're gonna check our icy hot butts. And we'll be back to you in just a few minutes. So high 502, guys. Thanks for support. And we're back! Folks, thank you so much for all the support. Right now, tonight, for your listening pleasure, we've smoked Seattle Rainmaker by Soulshine Farms. Delicious.
Very.
Hand-rolled joint. We tried a new farm tonight, Tranquil Forest, their indica of gushers, and it was pretty damn good.
It was.
Got my knees knocked.
Although, I will say, we pitted it against that Shatter J.
We did.
Second.
Well, for a hot minute, we said it smelled like the best pre-roll.
I still prefer the Shatter J.
Come on, man, of course. but then, hey, Tranquil Forest, we said t-shirts. We still love you.
Yes, we do.
Also, we picked up some shale shit from Green Revolution. We rubbed probably half the jar, easily three-quarters of the jar, in my butt crack and his lower back. And right now, it's an icy hot effect with this Solas.
Yep.
Isn't it? It's got some warmth down there. But, shit, I feel good, don't you?
Yeah, it's not, like, overbearing. You know, like, that icy hot gets really, really fucking hot.
Yeah.
This is just a nice mellow.
It is. You know? It's the slow burn, if I would call it a burn at all.
Yeah.
Although I put a lot into my ass crack, so I'm not going to lie to you. It's fucking warm. Okay? And that's what we've done so far. We got grape juice live resin from Super Dave Genetics and Mammoth Labs Do-Si-Do coming up. But first, we need to get to the tincture, Justin.
Ooh,
okay? This segment's called
that.
1 ounce or one shot. Okay. Now, this is from Green Revolution. This product, I'm going to make you guess one of three flavors, my friend. One of three flavors, okay?
Gross flavors or good flavors?
I'm just going to let you know three of them, and you'll tell me which one you think's in the bag, okay?
Okay.
So the first flavor is, it's a 100% avocado oil-based tincture, even though it's water-soluble, and it's avocado-flavored, okay? That is your first choice.
That sounds delicious.
Okay, like guacamole or just really greasy, right? Okay, the second choice is cotton candy. This water-based tincture has the terpene profile of cotton candy. Sweet, sugary, okay? At 150 milligrams of CBD, okay? The last flavor is wild salmon flavored. This is a 100% water-based tincture with wild salmon natural flavoring in it. So
they let a bunch of salmon swim around in the tank for a while.
I think they scraped the sides of salmon off like this, if you can see. And then they just collected the goo that collected on the palm of their hands and scraped it into a bucket. So, Justin, inside of this bag, one of those three flavors exists.
Okay. I'm kind of really hoping it's the wild salmon, if I'm just being honest.
If you're 100% trusting your gut, you're feeling like, I went to Nature's Gifts, walked in the door, and they had a wild salmon-flavored tincture. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that's what happened, but I really wish it was in there.
Okay.
I will say, I believe it's the cotton candy in there.
Okay, so you're guessing cotton candy.
Yeah, but I'm hoping for salmon.
Now, my next question to you is, do you want to know what you're taking first? Or do you want to know what the flavor is first?
And I'm just coming off of this from, because I went through psychology in school. I'm going to want to know the flavor first, because if I think I'm going in with cotton candy and it's salmon, it's going to ruin it for me.
Okay. So out of those three flavors, here it is.
Candy's in there, but
ladies and gentlemen, here is the reveal. My friends, I got you the Bella and Max
salmon
edition
flavored.
Wild salmon flavored CBD tincture this week at Nature's Gifts.
You guys.
Okay, please read the ingredients on the back.
Okay. It is wild salmon. Let's see. I knew if I hoped for it, it would happen. The ingredients are coconut oil, wild salmon flavored oil, natural flavor coconut oil, full spectrum cannabis oil, contains coconut.
Okay. So as long as you're not allergic to coconut, and I'm praying to God you're not, perfect. Now, listen, the guy behind the thing, I said, yo, this is for your dog or something? And he kind of gave me that look like, well, we can't really sell that kind of product here, and all of these edibles are human consumable. Mm. If you ever wanted to, like, spice up your chowder or something, yeah. Right? But you and I, my man, we're about to do this. Now you are a guest of my home. You get to decide. Do you want me to pull the first one or do you want to decide it? I've put in two choices, a 1 ounce shot or a one dropper full. The one dropper full is probably less than 2 milliliters of liquid. Okay. And the shot glass contains a full 30 mils. Okay. I'm only going to go 15 because I don't think either one of us can stomach 30 mils.
Nah.
This medicine is for every dropper. There's 7.5 grams of CBD and 0.25 gram of THC. It's a 30-to-1 ratio of CBD to THC. Okay? Green Revolution product is GMO-free and all-natural with no sugar and gluten-free. The Bella and Max salmon-flavored CBD tincture at Nature's Gifts. So, my man.
All right. Let's send it.
Go ahead. Do you want to pull it? Which one did you choose?
Oof. Dropper full.
Oh, shit! Okay. Okay. Okay, the lucky man gets the dropper full. Now, he has not even smelled this, folks.
No, I don't want to either. I just want to send it real quick.
Okay.
Because because I'm really hoping it's going to be delicious, right? Because I
like a smoked lox bagel.
Yeah, I like me some salmon.
Yeah, exactly. But here's your glass of water. I almost guarantee you'll need a chaser. And he's going straight, no mixel. Oh, he's putting it right on his tongue, ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm.
Okay. Initial reaction.
It's not bad. It has like a bit of a tingle, which is nice. And it's not overpowering on the salmon flavor, just for the record.
Okay, so, listen. You know. I have poured what appears to be 10 times the amount that you just did, correct?
Yep.
Are we both saying that that's manly enough for this high 502 challenge? I honestly can't imagine drinking the entire bottle, which is what I think I would end up having to do.
Yeah.
I kind of want to give some to my kitty. She just had surgery, so I'll feed her. Okay. Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen. High 502 challenge, wild salmon CBD tincture.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How's that for you? It's not too bad, I don't think. I don't think it is.
It's coating my entire tongue, though, which is, like, not a bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually fine.
Yeah.
This is a savory.
Yeah.
Oh, a savory treat, you know?
Oh, now I want to smell it.
Okay, now smell it in there. That smells like pussy, dude. I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It has a faint hit of festival pussy. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, if you've ever been to a laser show. Ever seen anyone in a face mask live? You probably either had a pussy that smelled like this or been near one that definitely smelled like this. Jesus. My fucking cat's gonna love this shit. Woo! Fucking coats my entire throat. Cool, man. Okay. Well, all
right.
There's nothing.
Wash it down with some water.
Wash it down with the ultimate bitch beer water.
That's not going to take any.
Okay.
Take any flavor in the way.
So far, you know, we smoked all the flower products except for one. You work for a company in the. Oh, you need another minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you a minute.
Sorry, you tickled my funny bone.
All right.
All right. Anyways, continuing.
I'm sorry. You got a legal sample of recreational cannabis.
I did.
Through your employer, which is Canna Organics.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get them very often, but when they do, they're really generous. What do you call that? About a gram of flour, I imagine?
Yeah.
And this is a phenotype hunt, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm not going to reveal what the phenotype is.
But ooh, okay. That's a smart situation. I almost blurted it out.
But it's going to be delicious, I feel. It smelled, I mean, get a nose on that. It smells very, very dank. And very pungent. So I'm going in for the first bowl.
Mmm. It's got gas and grape. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, getting some grapey and gassy hints on that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hit this and then hit that grape juice by Super Dave Genetics.
Oh, dude.
AKA Tarp God.
Mm. Yeah, that does smell. It smells so good. Way to go, guys. The phenotype is delicious.
Oh, I love the fact that Cano Organics is doing their own genetics now.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm. Have you ever visited the Cano Organics Instagram page?
I believe I have. Yeah, check them out. Canna Genetics. They're coming in hot. You know what? While we hit this secret sample of some gas in this bowl, I want to talk about Super Dave Genetics. Okay, the Tarp God. He is a tier one producer processor, which is super dope. That's like small craft.
Yeah.
That's like
mom and pop.
Yeah. Small, but doesn't mean any less delicious cannabis coming out of his farm. It's his own strains, to the best of my knowledge, looking up through
so
him.
He does his own genetics as well.
Yeah, it said that he invented grape juice, and it's a cross of Purple Urkel and Scott OG.
Wow.
And he was doing his medical thing in 2014 when he started helping patients, trying to find a super dominant indica that also had great flavor.
Okay.
He's known for unicorn piss, the grape juice, all the grape juice hybrids and all that stuff. And so he packs his own fucking concentrates into his jar. So I want you to get a nose on that bad bitch real quick while we get this mini nail heated up. I almost wanted you to hit a cold start, but it's been 500 degrees now for a minute. It does great through the cold start. I think that's the thing people are doing. Look how saucy that is.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like terp sauce more than a live resin.
I almost don't even want to barely, you know, I mean, it's not sliding too much, but it's got really nice consistency to it. I want to get all over the jar. Mmm. Yeah.
Mm.
That smells delicious.
It's time to almost hit that shit. One more hit of the secret sample, then we'll move on to it. But I'm really liking it. It's 71% THC. I haven't hit it yet. I've refrained all day. I wanted it for this moment right here. Bud Tender said it was terpy as fuck, so if you take a fat dab, you're going to cough your face off. I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I do.
It looks and smells very terpy. Mmm. It's got that, just that nice sauciness to it, you know?
Yeah. Now, texture's big for me if we're talking about dabs. If I see something that's a texture I don't like, even though it may look better and be cheaper, I probably will not get it. I feel like there's a time if the concentrate container, if it looks like it's going to waste any of the dab at all, I'm real hesitant for purchasing that particular product.
Yeah.
So there are some companies that I buy, but I always go, man, your jar fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So I hope that no one takes offense, but this shit looks super saucy, and I've been following Super Dave on Instagram now for almost a year, so I'm really excited about trying this. And his shit looks fire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, shouts out to Super Dave.
Oh, Super Dave! Now, minus the Tino, I'm sorry there's no meme of the week, folks. I'm sorry there's no glassblower of the week. Justin and I got families.
Mm-hmm.
We got shit to do. So, if you don't see Tinos, then you don't get none of those segments.
Yeah.
Okay? Not saying that they're gone forever. They're just not here right now. Okay? So, what do you feel 20 minutes in, now that we've had the deep, penetrating, feel-good, topical Solas by Green Revolution? How's your back feeling?
Yeah, I rubbed it on, like, around my hip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt better within a couple minutes, honestly.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna alternate my sitting position just to make sure.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, get the blood flowing to that keister, meester.
Yeah. No, but it feels good. The hot has kind of subsided altogether for me.
It's just
just getting real mellow now.
My shit's warm like a crock pot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, it's just steadily warm. No change. Not hotter, not colder. Just warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels better. I tell you what, I was having a hard time driving today. Shit, I bet I could drive to Wendy's now and get that 2 for $5 crispy chicken.
Yeah.
Dave single. Oh, God. Oh, God. Have you had any of the Girl Scout cookies? Speaking of, cookies is the official cookie or snack of High Five of Two Guys. Mm-hmm. Have you had any of those delicious Girl Scout cookies yet, homie?
Not yet.
Whoo! My wife bought three varieties. I could have slapped her in the face. Mm. I was trying to detox and not eat cookies. She comes in with not only Thin Mints, but then shortbreads, which, you know, I'm a shortbread guy. Don't judge me. They're flavorless. They're buttery. I don't know why I love them.
I like the butter.
I like butter.
I like those butter cookies. Yeah. Those little Christmas butter cookie tins.
They're not as good as those, but they're what you can get right now. Okay. Also, she came through with the lemon wheels. Woo!
Ooh, okay.
Those are what I would call a humdinger. If I were to give those an expression, it would be, those are humdingers.
Yeah.
They're zesty. They're delicious. They're crispy. Anyway, I'm going to go. I've already polished off all of them but the Thin Mints. So I put them in the freezer, and then it becomes like a seductive thing. Me, like, opening the freezer. Nipples slightly so hardening as I reach deep into the freezer for that one Thin Mint. I go one at a time, you know, instead of eating all five. I go, like, one, close the freezer, then just, like, sit there, and it just calls to me.
Isn't it, like, $15 for a thing of cookies, too?
$15? Yeah. No, I think it's $5 a box.
Is it five?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude.
Damn, you ain't getting
this
no
whole,
cookies.
This whole time I wasn't buying Girl Scout cookies because I thought they were expensive.
No, like, $3 for $10 sometimes. Okay, if the girl's desperate for sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Okay, just be scoping.
Yeah.
You got like 2-3 weeks left, I imagine.
Okay. I live in a rural area, though, so I know Girl Scouts going out there.
I know, but maybe you and the missus, you go on a tour to, like, the Home Depot parking lot, to the Walmart parking lot.
Just go search out the stands.
Exactly, because I don't know how else you would find them. I honestly don't.
Yeah.
Except being at the right place at the right time. Mm. Sure as fucking out in the country, so.
Nope.
Godspeed, my man. Godspeed.
You know, there was this lady in, I believe it was Sacramento, or maybe I just heard of it there, but, she had an idea to sell Girl Scout cookies for her little sister outside of a dispensary.
Makes sense.
And they got cleaned out.
Yes.
You know, they sold hundreds of boxes, right?
Yes.
And then they tried to say that it didn't count because she was outside of a dispensary.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we should have a business that's right next to a pot shop, like fresh baked cookies till midnight, cookie delivery till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, right outside of a pot store or something like that.
That's why, you know, the Domino's and Squim makes a killing because it's right next to Nature's Gift.
Sure, that makes sense. Plus, I love Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as I've already confessed many times.
It is delicious.
So here it is. We've smoked Secret Samples. We've smoked Soul Shine. We've smoked Tranquil Forests. We've rubbed Solas. We've eaten wild salmon flavored tincture. Mm. Now comes to the good part, my man. Super Dave Terp Juice. You ready to hit this shit?
Yes, sir.
You take the customizable carb cap from the Mini Nail Collection.
Yeah, this thing is sick.
That's
like
my
Dabarai
sword.
Me.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty dope. I'm loving the Mini Nail. Right now, we got it set to $4.95. I want him to taste it, okay? I want him to taste it, and he won't waste it because it's a Mini Nail. There you go. Be somebody. Perfect. Boy, I tell you what, that 15 mils, whatever it was, is fucking greasy in this kid's mouth, I tell you what. There you go. Yep. We all know it's going to be terpy as a motherfucker. Yeah, honestly, if I had THCA crystals or powder, I would crush them up and mix them in with this. I bet I could get close to 2 grams of smokable content.
Yeah, that would be delicious.
Yeah, it would. Well, it's just too damn bad that'll never happen.
Woo! Yeah, you know, I feel like concentrates are getting more expensive lately. Because everybody's doing them better now. You know,
the standards are coming up, that's for sure. I love how some companies have their B line, you know, like Laser and or whatever, Oleum B line or the bronze collection from Dabstract or Sub-X. You know, that's pretty cool shit.
Yeah.
They're
not
recognizing.
Everybody can afford the, you know, $65, $75 gram, you know, or even a $50 gram, you know, because they smoke a lot.
Yep.
Right?
I'm going to stir the fuck out of this.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I should have did that.
Just for the simple fact, I want to mix in all that juice.
Woo!
Yeah.
It was super terp.
Okay, and what was the terpies? Gas and grapes, or what did you get off of it?
Definitely got some grapes.
Oh, yum yum.
It had a nice sweet taste, but it was still gassy. Like, it still had that undertone of gas in there.
Okay.
It was delicious.
That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hit this shit.
Let's see. So it's 71%.
Yeah, it's just...
And it's not bad. And it's live resin. You gotta love the live resin, man. Mmm. So, Super Dave, we would love for you to come on to the show. And,
Poonti!
And, you know, talk about your farm. That would be pretty cool, I believe. This is not something that I've talked about with Clock. Or anybody. Just for right this second.
That's how good this shit is.
It's delicious.
He says, please come on the show and tell us all about your shit.
It's so good.
Oh my goodness.
How was that for you?
Terpy as a mug.
Yeah, so terpy.
Woo! Oh, just made my eyes water. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Delicious, though.
So delicious. What we got here. Oh, this is going to be next. We got Mammoth Labs coming up next.
Mmm, delicious Mammoth Labs. Tell us what the strain is. Tell us what you like about it.
Dough. So, I did like their labeling. They do the terpene profile, which I think is awesome.
I do like seeing the terpenes, that's for sure.
It shows that they care about what's in it, you know? I like that. But, 51% terpene total.
51?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's insane.
That's a high terp number. But that's going to be delicious.
Oh, I see. 5.1% terps. And 84% detected cannabinoids. Sounds delicious, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while I recover real quick, whoo, from that grape juice hit we just took. That was 40-some bucks, $42 for that.
Okay.
We also got terp diamonds and other things.
Oh, so he's doing
He's doing some shit.
Yeah.
He's doing some shit. Or he's having other extractors do it for him or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. That's how we do it. No big deal.
Delicious.
Now, this Mammoth Labs, was this a cheap gram or expensive gram, homie?
Oh, that was an expensive one.
Yeah, the packaging looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little expensive for the Mammoth Labs, but I tell you what, this dose is probably going to be fire.
I've had that sitting in my cabinet for about a week and a half. I was trying to wait, you know?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't wait.
I can see that.
Yeah. There's a good couple dabs in there.
So I appreciate that. He had product that he was saving, and then he smoked all of it, but just a few dabs left so he could review it, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, how's it been hitting that shit all week?
Delicious.
Mellow as fuck. Yeah. The high been good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes you want to be productive, you know? I like that. I'd hit a dab of this, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll clean the house.
Oh, nice. It's one of those. Motivation. Yeah.
Makes me very productive. I'm a big fan of that. I don't like feeling like I'm too slugged into the couch. But I like their jar, man. They have a really nice jar. And, there's a custom lid on it.
That cookies family flavor just coming through.
Yeah, their jar, their lid is all custom too. It says Mammoth Labs on it, which I thought was a nice touch.
Oh, it's engraved?
Yeah.
That's hella sexy.
That's sick.
Yeah, and the cup, the card stands on its own, correct? Mm-hmm. Because of the weird, it's like a curved bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice. Mammoth Labs, they're surviving all this shit.
Yep.
Still in the game. I love seeing it. I would always trust other farms when they have their shit processed by you. So, So please send us some t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, we fucking did it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We rubbed ourselves down in Solas by Green Revolution. Almost the whole damn jar, peeps. And my back is feeling great. I can see this being a deep, penetrating, feel-good topical. So good on you there. The CBD tincture. I'll let you know how Miss Kitty... I'll do an update. Miss Kitty's wild salmon CBD adventure. Yeah, how's that dosia on the mini now? Just delicious.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hard time going over 500.
Yeah.
I do. I keep it right at 5 or just a little bit below. But that's me.
You tuning it in, and you know I like them low.
So. Low and slow. Yeah. Get that motherfucker. Ooh! So wild salmon. Loved it. Thanks to Green Revolution. Thanks to Vibe. Them joints we be rolling with them Vibe papers, so damn good. Thanks, Burner. The Gushers, the Gelato 41 and Triangle Kush Cross from Tranquil Farms. Oh, yummy. Yeah, smooth.
Super dank.
And let's see. Super Dave Genetics Grape Juice. We harshed out. It was so damn terpy.
Yeah.
Tiny dabs only of Super Dave shit. Okay, we smoked some Canna Organics Secret Genetics. Delicious. Can't wait for the future of that company. What else did we do? What'd you have? Oh, yes. Seattle Rainmaker, right?
Yep.
Seattle Rainmaker for Soulshine Cannabis. And that's right, that Mammoth Lab we just finished off. Yep, everything's been really good here. So we did it. We spent a little over $40, but we wanted to make sure that our peeps out there in Bulgaria, Switzerland, Australia, Canada, and as always, USA, got the skinny on these products. So we'll put all the descriptions down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Justin, what else you got to say?
Tito, my heart is with you and your family this evening, buddy.
Oh, that's right.
We love you.
We love you. So all this weed got me in the feels. All this rub down, Justin. So, so I'm feeling good.
Yep.
So, on behalf of Jewel Boy Q, I'm Clock Van Wilder. That's the doomed one. And we're High 502. So, peace out.
Ladies.
Bye.